T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us, I gave you the mystery guest treatment, Mike, which is sometimes that's been given to Thurman Thomas, Patrick Collette. Mike Lezikowski joins us on the Western Hotline.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't mean that you're a nobody. It means that and it means you're somebody, and you know, mystery guest treatment. So why not? Good morning. How are you?
Good, Jer. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. So we're bringing you on for a big announcement today. And I saw you just you just hit the social media where I am an awful lot in the morning. So tell everybody the big news that is coming our way. What seems to be pretty soon. Like, what's the plan? What's the word?
Yeah, the word is we're going to go back and do the world record hockey game that started off our whole little adventure here that we first did in 2017. So it'll be 40 players playing around the clock for about 252 hours, 11 days. And we're going to do it next November at Riverworks. So it's an outdoor venue, a little bit more challenging, got the elements to contend with. We're super excited. It's unfortunately with the uncertainty of what we can plan for in terms of events and number of players and indoor events, we had to get creative and organize an event that right now, you know, complies with current rules. So we're super excited about the world record event. We're super, super excited about raising another $1 million. And that's where we're at.
So you break the record originally back in 2017. I remember being there for that, for the final shift of that. Did you guys complete that with 40 players?
Yep.
When the community shifts, things that have happened along the way, the total number raised so far is how much?
Yep. So we raised in 17, we raised $1.2 million. Then the first community shift, we raised $1.3 million in 18. 2019, another community shift. We had over 2,200 players. We raised $1.6 million. Last year, I mean, we had 2,600 players registered last year. It was going to be the biggest one yet. We had a $2 million goal, and then we got sidetracked, obviously. But we switched gears. We went over to Riverworks. We played street hockey, and we still raised $1.1 million last year. So we're well over $5 million that we've raised since 2017. And we're not going to stop. We're going to put another $1 million goal out for 2021.
So, the guys in Canada, they took their record back. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, what kind of communication do you have with them? I mean, is it both for charity and all that. Do you have a good back and forth? Is there, you know, I know, yeah. I know how hockey gets. Hockey, your friend's off the ice. You get on the ice, you want to fight somebody. So, you know, what kind of relationship do you have with those guys, and how has their latest record-breaking effort gone?
It's really good. It's been really fun because I've told the story before, but when we first had the idea of doing our event, I connected with, his name is Brent Sake, who organizes the events in Edmonton, and there's another gentleman in Calgary, but Brent Sake and I have formed a relationship, and he was really helpful in terms of logistics and that type of stuff. And we've stayed in contact over the years. I tell him when we're doing our event, and he tells me when they're doing theirs. So yeah, they did it in 18. They actually have a plan to do another world record event in February in Edmonton. I don't know if they're going to be able to do it or not. I think that's their current plan. If they can, and if we're allowed, Amy and I are going to go there to support them if we're allowed to. And then we'll turn around in November of next year and break the record. We keep in contact with Brent. He's a great guy. They raise money for cancer research, and they've been doing it, you know, long before we started. So he's a really great group, great people, and doing it for the right reasons.
11-day power play, raising funds to support families battling cancer. So, all right, this time outdoors. How much of a challenge will that pose, do you think? I mean, you guys are you're at Riverworks, so you're covered, but I mean, wind and you know, down by the
right.
by, down by the waterfront. I mean, it can get, that's the elements for sure.
Yeah, you know, it can get hairy. It'll be interesting. We'll see. You know, it'll be challenging. Those guys do it in February in Edmonton. You know, literally outside. So they're you know they take it one step further. So we're getting there. I don't know if we could ever do what they do, but yeah, the elements will be interesting. There isn't facilities. When we did a Harbor Center, we built out locker rooms. It was a pretty new facility at the time. We built out locker rooms that we lived in. Wasn't exactly you know living lushly, but it wasn't that difficult either. I think this time what we're going to do is Ella, the guys in Edmonton, we're going to bring RVs in. We're going to live in the parking lot in RVs right next to the rink.
Wow.
So that'll be a pretty cool aspect of it.
Yeah. I mean, I've spent some time in RVs. It's you know, depending on how nice they are, you can live pretty well in an RV next to a hockey rink. You know, over the course of this event, Mike Lisakowski joining us on the Western Hotline. Mike, over the course of this event, how many people beyond the hockey players are there? Take me back to 2017. You had 40 players.
Yep.
But how many people and volunteers are involved from start to finish throughout that entire operation?
The original 17, 18, the original event, and then 18 and 19, we had about 330 volunteers in and out for each event. So there's a lot, you know. There's merchandise. There's check-in. There's, you know, food and beverage. There's player hospitality. There's a lot that goes on way beyond just, you know, showing up and playing hockey. We try to make it, when we do our community shift, I think one of the important aspects is that the players get treated in a different way than they normally would just for any, you know, charity hockey game. They come in, their jerseys are set up, they get treated kind of like a pro does. And it's they get pampered a little bit. And rightly so. They've all worked hard. They've raised money for our beneficiaries. So we try to make it a special event. And it takes a lot of people to do that. So, you know, my wife organizes the whole thing. We have an event manager. Amy does a great job. I mean, it's we plan for a year. Each of these is planned for a year. So it's quite an undertaking. So to answer your question, it's hundreds of people each year.
And then on the players, it will not be the same group of 40 this time from 2017, right?
Right. It'll be, you know, we're gonna open up the application. If anybody is out there that has a passion for playing hockey and raising money for cancer, go to our website, and first thing you see is apply online at 11daypowerplay.com. Apply online. If you want to do this, we're accepting applications. There will be a contingency from the original group. Not all will play, but it'll be partially comprised of the original group. But there's lots of players out there that are playing, you know, that have reasons to raise money for cancer research and a passion for it. So we'd like to hear your story, and we'd like to talk to you about maybe playing. So if you're one of those people, please go and apply.
At 11daypowerplay.com. That's 11daypowerplay.com. So Saturday, November 13, 2021, you start it through November 24th, which is the day before Thanksgiving. So I'm gonna go ahead and say you're not going to run the turkey trot, right? You're going to be a little spent for that.
I'm just going to keep skating.
Yeah, there you go. For it's funny, like for someone that would want to apply, I think you'll find you'll get a number of people that will want to do this if they can. What would you tell them about the experience of doing the full event as you did before?
Yeah, we were really careful, and this goes back to the relationship with the guys from Canada. We were really careful about selecting the guys the first time because what he said was everybody wants to play, or everybody thinks that they can play because they're a good hockey player, but talk to me day six at 2 a.m. when it's 20 below, and then see if you care if they're a good hockey player or if they're playing because they have a loved one they're playing for that's battling cancer or died of cancer or whatever, because, you know, that's what it comes down to is a little bit, you know, the fire in your belly about playing in something like this. It's not about how good of a hockey player you are. It's about where your heart is.
And being able to
persevere 7 days in.
Right. And being able to muster up, you know, getting back out there on, like you said, day seven.
Yeah, not easy.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's not easy.
I believe it. I mean, Alan Davis, our program director, he played in that with you guys the first time around. And, you know, it's I would hear a phrase that you would hear from professional hockey players, like you were getting treatment. You know, you've got athletic trainers, you got people around the clock, people that are like, I almost said medics, because you're putting your body through through such an event that kind of, you know, it is it's a big undertaking, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And the support, you know, what you just said with the at the time it was Excelsior, they've been with us forever. They'll be with us again. Without that, we literally couldn't do it. I mean, honestly, we just couldn't do it without folks like that to help us through.
Go ahead.
What I was going to say is one of the aspects that we really miss about this, and if we're allowed to do it, we are going to do it. You know, Riverworks has two rinks, and if we're allowed to have a component of it that's a community shift, we want to do that. We don't think it's responsible to plan for that as we speak, because, you know, we just don't know what the rules will allow.
Right.
But if things improve and rules change, we are going to add that aspect to it, which is going to be really, really cool. We're going to keep our fingers crossed, and if that opportunity presents itself, you can be sure that we're going to add that element to the event, because as fun as and cool as and important as the world record game is, having thousands of people play is really, you know, it provides a lot of energy, and it's just, it brings everybody together even more. So we're going to keep that in our back pocket until the time is right that we can possibly plan for that.
So Saturday, November 13, 2021, you guys are back at it for another run at this thing. 40 new skaters. Anybody that wants information, go to the website, 11daypowerplay.com.
11daypowerplay.com. And just the last thing, Jared, still Roswell, Make-A-Wish Western New York, Camp Good Days, Oshai's Children's Hospital. Those are our beneficiaries. That's who we're trying to raise another $1 million for.
And in terms of people that you're looking for right now, you know, you're looking for applications for skaters, and when it comes to maybe volunteers, is that, you know, just keep an ear out? You want people to already reach out to you? Okay.
Yeah, that's that'll come down. We're a little bit ahead of the game. We usually announce about 9 months ahead of the schedule. We're at about 13 months ahead right now. So we're a little bit ahead of our typical schedule. So as time goes on over the next couple of months, we'll put out a call for volunteers and reps and things like that. So we'll definitely put that on social media and hopefully have another blitz with you guys, you know, when that time comes.
And I think, I mean, I'll just say, I think people might actually hear about this and be looking forward to next November. I mean, I am myself, you know, like the idea of next November is not necessarily a bad thing. It's been a crazy year. So we'll get there. Mike, thanks again for the time. Congratulations on another successful one that you just ran, of course. And the next one, we'll be looking forward to it. I'm sure we'll be talking along the way.
Thanks, Jay. I really appreciate the time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!